Front-end in flux, component libraries, SQL fundamentals, and Zig's architecture bet. Shad's UI, a component collection that became arguably dominant in the React ecosystem over the past 2 years, announced it is switching its default foundational library from Radix UI to Base UI, a newer library from the MUI team. The move, which drew 151 points and 51 comments, matters disproportionately because of Shadkin's unusual distribution model. Components are copied directly into a project rather than installed as a package dependency, meaning the default change shapes new projects and new users far more than existing code bases. Radix UI has faced persistent friction around animation and certain interaction patterns. Base UI was designed with some of those lessons incorporated. The community's deeper response reflects an awareness that Shadkin has crossed a threshold from library to infrastructure. When your defaults seed an enormous volume of production code, swapping them is an architectural statement, not just a maintenance decision. The essay, "If You're a Button, You Have One Job," 251 points, 136 comments, arrived as a complimentary provocation. Its argument is that interactive web elements have accumulated so many behaviors, roles, and accessibility implications that fundamental components like buttons often fail at their single essential task: being clearly and reliably activatable. The piece doubles as a defense of semantic HTML and a critique of the complexity that heavily JavaScript-driven UI frameworks introduce. Notably, the thread drew not only front-end engineers but back-end developers, accessibility specialists, and product managers, suggesting the argument resonated as a general critique of accumulating complexity rather than a sectarian front-end debate. Craig Maud's 2019 essay, "Fast Software? The Best Software," resurfaced again this weekend, as it periodically does on Hacker News, because its central claim hasn't aged. Speed is not a feature, but a proxy for care. When software is fast, it signals that its builders were attending to the moment-by-moment texture of using it. Mod anchors the argument in specific examples, particular versions of particular applications he found faster at particular tasks than their successors. For product teams, the implication carries real competitive weight. Genuinely fast software tends to build habitual daily use in ways that slower, feature-richer alternatives do not, a dynamic that rarely surfaces cleanly in standard product metrics. A 2014 post titled "Just Learned SQL" returned to the front page with 203 points and 234 comments, finding new relevance in a world where AI coding assistants generate SQL fluently. The original argument, that ORM solve the object relational impedance mismatch by obscuring the very layer a developer needs to understand in order to write correct and efficient data access code, is sharpened by AI assistance. If the cognitive cost of writing SQL is lower because a capable assistant can draft it, the traditional justification for ORM abstraction weakens further. The Zig Language Core team's decision to move all package management functionality from the compiler into the build system, 211 points, 67 comments, reads on the surface as internal plumbing but reflects a principled design philosophy. The compiler stays minimal and correct. The build system becomes a first-class consumer of the same APIs available to any user. The practical result is a more hackable, more auditable package management layer that can be extended or replaced without touching compiler internals. For Zig's positioning against Rust and C++, where toolchain simplicity and understandability are explicit selling points, the decision is a consistent expression of the language's core bet.